The Testimonies of Ancient Copies.
Among the treasures which the Christians preserve, there exist ancient manuscripts, the history of which dates back many generations before the advent of Islam. These include the following.
The Alexandrian Codex, named after the city in which it was written. It holds first rank among the three manuscripts. It was presented to King Charles I of England by Cyril Lucar, Patriarch of Constantinople, in the year 1628 A.D. Cyril had brought it with him from Alexandria, of which he had formerly been Patriarch. It is written in Greek and contains all the books of the Bible, both the Old and New Testaments. On the first page, in the margin, a note indicates that the whole book was copied by the hand of a noble Egyptian lady named Takla, about the year 325 A.D. Patriarch Cyril commented on this marginal note with his own hand that this date was correct in his opinion. The manuscript was written in plain standard writing on parchment, with each leaf divided into two columns, each column consisting of 50 lines. It is still on display in the British Museum in London.
The Codex Vaticanus, so named because it is kept in the Vatican Library. It is written on a very beautiful parchment in small, plain, standard script. There are three columns in each page, each consisting of 42 lines. The Codex includes all the books of the Bible in Greek language. Scholars believe it was written about the year 300 A.D.
The Codex Sinaiticus rivals the Vatican Codex in antiquity and is possibly a little older. It is of great importance in comparing texts. It was named the Sinai Codex owing to its discovery on Mount Sinai by the German scholar Tischendorf in the monastery of St. Catherine in the year 1844. It is written in a large plain standard script on vellum, with four columns to each page, and shows evidence of great age. It was presented by the discoverer to Tsar Alexander of Russia, and remained in Russia until the Bolshevik Revolution, when it was sold to the British Museum in London, where it is still kept.
The Ephraim Codex is kept in the National Library of Paris and contains all the books of the Bible in Greek language. It is written on parchment in fine script without spacing or signs. The first letter on each page is bigger than the rest. It was probably written about 450 A.D.
All these ancient manuscripts give an answer to the claim of the Quran that the Holy Scriptures are corrupted, and show that they are authentic, for they were written before the Quran. The copies in our hands today do not differ in any way from the ancient copies.
The Testimony of Ancient Scrolls.
The Qumran Scrolls. Among the treasures found in the Qumran caves in Jordan in 1947 is a complete manuscript of the Book of Isaiah, the prophet, written in Hebrew on vellum as a scroll. This type of writing and vocabulary indicate that it was written in the 2nd century B.C. Scholars who have examined it say that its text is not different from what we use today.
A copy of the books Leviticus, Job, Psalms, and Habakkuk was also found in the Qumran caves, the text of which are in accord with the same books we use today. Alongside these writings was found a list of the books of the Old Testament containing all the books we now have, except the Book of Esther.
The Arsinoe Scrolls. In the year 1877, there was found in Arsinoe, located south of Cairo, a large number of documents written on papyrus, buried in the sand, among them a copy of the Gospel of John, which does not differ from that which is current today.
And finally, the Sinai Scrolls. Recently, there was discovered a copy of the four Gospels in the Syriac language in the monastery of St. Catherine in Sinai. It dates back earlier than the 5th century A.D. It is a copy of a translation made by Christians in the 2nd century A.D., and its text does not differ from our current version of the Gospels.
Excavations and the discovery of ancient scrolls have therefore confirmed the authenticity of the Bible in a remarkable way. It's unbelievable that the divine book could agree with history in such detail. We anticipate that other discoveries will still be made. Scholars are working hard on excavations, and everything points to the fact that there is no ground left to stand on for the critic or the objector to the New Testament and its traditional dating. Undoubtedly, such agreements between these discoveries and texts of the Bible present the strongest proof for the authenticity of divine inspiration and the integrity of those who recorded it.
The archaeologist Dr. Albright says, "By virtue of the discoveries at Qumran, we can be sure that the New Testament is the same today as when it was first written and contains the teachings of Christ and his disciples. The date of writing goes back to the period between the years 25 and 80 A.D.